Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I have a question for you because I saw a national media outlet talking about Mel Tucker. And I wanted to ask you guys a question and ask the people at large a question. So, not my favorite person, Joel Klatt, was talking with Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd said something that had me stop mid-turkey sandwich construction and go, wait, what did he just say? Like, I'm like, what? Tucker. So Colin says, oh, you know, Mel Tucker is going to have Michigan State a top 10 program in the next 2 years. Joel Klatt goes, well, he already is. I'm like, wait, huh? And then they had the little quibble about, well, you know, they're ranked in the top 10, but they're not a top 10 program. Not important to where I'm going with this. They were discussing Mel Tucker, and they actually said something that I brought up yesterday, which was, you know, you wonder if LSU floats a call his way. It sounds like Coach O's on the outs. It sounds like the program's in trouble. Would you float him a call? Now, I don't care. LSU can do whatever they got to do, and then MSU's going to step to the plate and be a big boy. But here was my question. I haven't really spent much time thinking about where Mel Tucker may or may not take the program. I've just enjoyed the ride. And it's different for me. And I know if you're a Michigan fan, you're probably like, well, how do you not think like that? You're in year seven with your coach. I'm in essentially year one for mine. So I'm just enjoying winning football games again and actually having a fun team to watch. I don't know where it's going to go. And I haven't let it stress me out. But it was interesting hearing people who cover college football begin to have that conversation. You know, just like it's interesting seeing people talk about Kenneth Walker as, you know, one of the half dozen names for the Heisman Trophy. But I wanted to ask this question and see where Rico's at with it, see where David is at with it as a Michigan fan, and then see where you, the listener, are at with it. What's the limit for Mel Tucker? I mean, what really is the limit for him at Michigan State? Now, there was a time where it was crazy to say that any coach, much less Mark D'Antonio, would win the Big Ten or win it multiply. Or even more blasphemous was the suggestion Mark D'Antonio would compete for a national title. He did those things, albeit it came to a horrific and crash and burn ending. But I wanted to ask this question while we're watching Michigan State. It's unthinkable that they're 6-0 and a chance to go 7-0. We have a very feisty, a very fired up, well-rested Hoosier team in Bloomington Saturday. It is homecoming, and we are chopping on to Indiana. But I want to know for the people, the conversations bubbling up about Mel Tucker, let's have a little fun. Because MSU did something Saturday that I didn't realize it while I was watching it, Rico. And I don't know if it means anything. But do you know MSU, for only the fifth time in college football history, over 100 years, all the great offenses, all the great skill players, all the great games, all the great programs, only the fifth time in college football history, a team had a 300-yard passer, a 200-yard receiver, and a 200-yard rusher. MSU did that Saturday against Rutgers with Peyton Thorne, Speedy Naylor, Kenneth Walker III. Again, I know it's Rutgers. They didn't do it against Tom Osborne's Nebraska. But that's only happened five times in history. The offense is incredibly fun. It's enjoyable to watch. They're 6-0. They're in the top 10. Where does Mel Tucker take this program? And when you call in and give your pick, remember, no one's quoting you on this. It's not like you can't change your mind. This is just something fun as we kind of meander until October 30th. And look, hey, they could turn around and lose Saturday. That is a very focused, well-rested, fired-up Hoosier club. I want to know, because you had people covering college ball talking about this guy making state of power. That's not going to sit well with Michigan fan. I want to know what you think now that you've gotten at least a better view of what Mel Tucker is about. 248-539-9797. Rico, David, and fans at large.
Well, Mike, that's a big ask.
Backside.
Here's what I see it. Can he make them a top 10 program? I think he can, because I think Mark D'Antonio dispelled all of those stereotypes and showed that not only could he do it 1 year, but for 3 years, he went on a great run. Now, here's why I think Tucker will be different than D'Antonio. Tucker will go out there and keep replenishing the stock. He will keep going out and getting players and looking for the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And if he gets burned on a player, I don't think he just scraps it and says, I'm just going to go and try and find the hidden two stars again. Because that's when Michigan State went back down and became irrelevant. But, yeah, because he's showing. If you play a skill position, why wouldn't you want to go and play for this man? He's going to showcase you. He's going to go out there, and you want to run for 200 yards? Fine. We could put multiple receivers out on the field, and you could have a 200-yard game, and then next week he could have a 200-yard game. Or you both could have a 150 in the same game. If you're a quarterback, I'm going to let you throw the ball. You're not just going to be here to turn around and hand off to the running back. I'm going to put you in spots where you may throw for back-to-back four-touchdown games. So I think that over time, he's not only going to get the high school players, he's also going to get pretty much anybody going into the transfer portal. They're going to try and hook up with Mel Tucker and say, hey, can I be the next Kenneth Walker? Can I be the next Reed?
Can I be that next
guy for you?
I think what Walker's done this season is better than any facility on campus. It's better than any position coach. It's better than any alumni base. It's better than any helmet. It's better than any tradition. It's better than anything. It is a living, breathing, walking advertisement for what you can do if you come here. Oh, hey, we just had a guy do X. Want to do that? And it's immediacy. No, I'm with you there, Rico. David, where are you on it? I mean, you're a Michigan fan. I know you don't like MSU, and that's cool. I'm comfortable with it, but you've always given honest opinions. Where do you think Mel Tucker takes this program?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, I would say it looks like he can take them to the highest of heights. That's what it looks like right now. But then when I step back and I look, I'm not one to say, oh, recruiting is this, and I'm paying attention to numbers and all of this, but that, to me, is how you build the program when it comes to longevity. I get it. I understand what the transfer portal is right now, but you cannot, in my mind, build a program through the transfer portal. So I need to see what he recruits, how he gets these guys in from the high school ranks, and what he does with them. Because you cannot just depend on he's going to find another Kenneth Walker. He's going to find another, you know, whatever it is. I have to see him recruit well.
Can I let me offer you this, and I certainly defer to Rico. This is his department. Currently, for 2022, MSU ranks 12th in the country. Michigan ranks 18th.
Yep, and that's good.
No, so I'm saying, and I have no idea, is that going to change? Is it not? Rico knows the players. I don't. David, he seems to be recruiting really well.
And that's huge. But then when I look at next season, Reed will probably be gone. What happens with Naylor? Walker will probably be gone. Sure, you have Thorne, but I'm just saying I want to see what he does this offseason when it comes to what the recruiting class is.
You've gotten to – okay, let me say this. I agree with David, and I want to tell you why on this. I don't doubt Mel Tucker's ability to recruit, okay? You don't work for Nick Saban if he can't recruit. But this is an interesting thing, is that MSU has popped, right? They've got off to this great start. And barring a crash and burn, they're going to have a really nice year this year. But see, I think they will take a step back. I think they will take a couple of years to recharge because, yeah, he's going to recruit really well. And those kids are 18 years old.
Correct.
And it's going to take time. And I want to caution people to be patient with it because, again, the rebuilding job, it's not over until you're 3-4 years deep at a place like Michigan State following what Mark left him. So, look, I have hope that he can keep Michigan State. Like, for me, I always use the top 20. The top 10 is a tough barometer for me. It really is, because when you look at programs, I mean, Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, Bama, Georgia, Clemson, certainly. And then, you know, again, if you want to throw Michigan in the mix because of the brand, you can. It's hard to break into that rank and stay there. You see an Oregon get there. You see an A&M get there. You've seen Carolina dip their toe in, Florida. Like, for me, be in the top 20. Be a top 20 football program that every third year can kind of rise up in there. Yeah, I think Tucker can do it, and I think the school's committed to doing it.
Right.
Well, and
see, David, but it's how I see it is the fact that, yeah, he's bringing in recruits, but you got to look at where they're coming from. He's going and getting guys from SEC territory. He's
correct.
Going out and getting guys from California, out in Arizona. He's going to get players. And I know you don't totally rely on the transfer portal, but if you can sprinkle in 3 to 5 people every year where maybe you go in and get that under-recruited kid who's now leading the MAC in something, hey, take the step up, come play some big boy football. He's got the track record. Yeah, you know what? I can come and play for you, Mel. You're going to put me on the field. You're going to put me in the best spot.
And that's what it is, because right now, to me, the recruiting, whatever, may not be tangible, but what I do see that's tangible is his culture he's building, the attitude that he has, and the type of kids that he did bring in. Oh, my gosh. That scares me as a Michigan fan.
I mean, yeah. It's the reason why the LSU job, you know, it's not that out of – because, I mean, he's going down in Georgia bringing in kids left and right. He's still known down in that territory. And if he's winning, you know, winning makes kids want to come there. I mean, it's why Oregon can rise up from nowhere out in the middle of nowhere and just become that team. It's look at Clemson. For the longest, they were a joke. They had their own adjective. You were Clemsoning, meaning you would lose a game. You would just find a way to screw up a game. And now they went from that to national title contenders every year. It can be done, but you got to be willing to do what it takes. And I think he's willing to go and do what it takes, whereas Mark kind of got his feet wet and said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to hold right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.